Okay, our friends. So today we're reading a story that I hope will inspire you. It is called Still There Was Bread. And it was written by Liesl H. Dedelhofsen, and it's illustrated by David Soman. And it's read today by Mommy and...
Before I say my name, did you know I have knife hands?
Knife hands?
Yeah, I have knife hands.
Oh, dear.
Watch this. Knife hands!
Whoa. I'm going to guess that if that is true, then
and
you must be...
Battle mask.
A battle mask, too? Mm-hmm. You must not be human.
Mm-mm.
No, you're not human at all. You must be... Are you a transformer? Are you a robot in disguise? Yes? Okay, then you must be Bumblebee. Are you Bumblebee?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm good at this game. I am so happy that you are here, Bumblebee. You are my favorite Transformer. And I cannot wait to share a special story with you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't bring any autographs.
Oh, that's okay. I'll get one for you. I'll lay out a piece of paper and you can skid your tire across it later on. What do you say?
Sure thing.
Nice. All right, so let's talk about things that make you happy. For me, it's maybe getting some, like, tire marks on a piece of paper from you. But for this little boy, it's baking bread with his grandma. Uh-huh. Well, let's get right down to it, shall we? Because I'd say bread is right up there amongst my favorite things, too. Here we go. When we open the book, we see a little boy and his grandma, and he says... Nana! And she says, Little Pickle. She calls him Pickle. What? My Nana is here to visit and show me, her little pickle, how to bake our special family bread. Nana's mama taught my mama when she was my age, and now Nana is going to teach me. Oh, wonderful. They have a family tradition. After Nana gives hugs all around, she shoos everybody else out of the kitchen. Now, let's get down to business, she says. Nana rolls take an entire morning to make, but when her Nana made them, it took an entire day. Together, we gather the ingredients. Eggs and milk, flour and oil, sugar and salt, yeast and water. It's hard to reach the sugar, but I'm too excited to look for the step stool. Look alive, little pickle, Nana says. You're leaving a trail. Oh, he's spilling the sugar all over the floor. That's no bueno, because what happens then is you get sugar ants. No está bien. Better pick them up.
As we clean up the spill,
thank goodness, Nana says we're lucky because now we have grocery stores everywhere and some with pickup and delivery. Her Nana had to collect eggs from the chicken coop and milk a cow to get what she needed. Oh, yes. That is very true. We have a lot of conveniences in today's society that didn't exist 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Nana shows me how to preheat our electric oven. Nana's Nana used the wood-burning kind. But still there was bread because she knew how to bake using what Nana calls
by
guess and by gosh.
By guess and by gosh. You know,
I know what that means.
What does that mean?
Try one,
mm-hmm.
And you go, gosh, that didn't work. If it doesn't work... And if it works, you say, gosh, that worked.
Yep, precisely. They didn't always have the necessary ingredients or the correct measuring equipment to make the precise kind of bread that we would make today. So sometimes they're just doing their best and they'll guess they'll see what happened.
Next, Nana explains that the water must be the right amount of warm or the dough won't rise. So we add sugar to the water and yeast. It gets foamy, I say, and my nose prickling at the sharp smell. We beat the eggs and gently heat the milk and add the oil and the salt and the yeasty mixture. With one push of a button, our stand mixer spins into action.
Ooh, they've got a KitchenAid mixer. Looks like it's doing its job.
But Nana's Nana mixed the dough with a wooden spoon.
Ooh, she had to use her arms. Probably was very, very good at that. And probably had really strong arms.
Whenever I cook bread with Optimus, I just use my knife hand as a spoon, like...
To stir it?
Sometimes it doesn't work.
I like that. That's very creative of you.
Sometimes.
No?
Usually it works.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Good to know.
But the bread's always crispy if I use my knife hand.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh. I cook it while I...
Yeah, heat vision or something?
No, knife hand's warm.
Ah, knife hand's
always warm.
We turned the dough out and kneaded a few times by hand, just like my Nana did, says Nana. And then we set it in our biggest bowl and cover it with a damp towel and find it the perfect sunny spot. Why do you think it has to sit in the sun? It's the heat. They want the heat from the sun to help the dough rise. As we let the dough rise, I ask Nana all about our roles. She tells me how they've seen my family through many hard times. Like in the summer during the Depression when Nana's mama was a girl and her family had so little money that she owned just one dress but no shoes, but still there was bread, thanks to the chickens and the cows on their farm.
We don't have that, do we? Mm-hmm. You have more than one outfit. Mm-hmm. You even have more than one pair of shoes, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
More than one pair of tires.
Yeah.
In case mine pop.
Exactly.
They usually don't. They only pop if I'm going down steep, rocky, saber-torn hills.
Yeah, jagged.
Or when Nana was a baby and the whole house was quarantined because she and her daddy had something called polio, but still there was bread because they had the milk and the eggs delivered.
Polio was a terrible disease. Thank goodness you don't have that.
I can't have that. I'm a transformer.
Touché.
I'm basically a robot.
Or not too long ago when people had to stay home and stay apart, but still there was bread because sometimes fresh baked bread feels like a hug when you really need one.
Oh, that is so true. Do you remember when we had to stay home a few years ago? Did you guys have to do that in Transformers too?
We don't stay home because we're robots.
Oh, fair enough.
That and... Yeah.
If someone uploads a virus, then you all get sick, right?
No. That and the last thing is... Rusted.
Oh, if you get rusty, that's a problem, too.
Roasted. Mm. You don't know what that means. It's basically rust COVID.
Oof, sounds terrible.
It can shut a transformer down forever.
Wow. Well, I'm going to hope you never get that, then.
After Nana and I punched down the puffed up dough, we let it rise again. And we talk about the different breads that people bake. For times they can be together and times they can't, and how most are made with the same simple ingredients. Nana says some families make naan, or baguettes, or focaccia, or challah, or fry bread, or soda bread, or rolls, like ours. And in the picture, we can see all of those. And what's really fun is everything that they've said here is true. If you get the opportunity, you should absolutely make these breads. We have made all of these kinds of breads. Do you have a favorite bread?
My favorite is
the baguette, right?
No.
Oh.
Cybertronian.
Oh, I keep forgetting. Yes, Cybertronian bread.
Mm. Our rolls are a pull-apart bread. So when the dough is ready, we pull and pinch small handfuls until each is just the right shape and size, lining them up neat as a pin in loaf pans as we go. As the rolls rise one last time, Nana tells me about the times that she baked for my mama and my aunt, and how she once paid a pretty penny to mail rolls overnight to her cousin who lives very far away when she needed a taste of family. What a wonderful thing, don't you think? Mm-hmm. To have someone that you care for, even if they live very far away, to be able to have something special that you made for them. Mm-hmm. That's kindness.
How many times have you made them?
I ask. Who could say? Nana replies, but I've made rolls to go with chicken soup for sick neighbors. I've made them as thank you gifts, new baby gifts, and I'm thinking of you gifts too.
She smiles, adding, all of them were needed and needed.
Now, in case you don't have this book, friends, this is a beautiful book and definitely worth grabbing a copy of. I will put a link on my Amazon affiliates page so that you can do that. And it's a magical story to give to grandmas. But when she says all of them were needed, she says it with a K at the beginning of that word, which means to need something, K-N-E-A-D. You're going to take your hands and you're going to take the dough and you're going to push down on the dough and pull on the dough and stretch the dough and mix in flour and then do it all over again. That's called kneading the dough, but you're working with the dough, okay? So what she's saying here is that she worked hard with her hands on the bread dough and then it was kneaded, meaning someone had a need for something. They needed to have a nice, warm, soothing bite of warm, fresh bread. And so she needed the bread to give to the people who needed it.
they needed
mm-hmm.
They needed a nice touch of something needed.
Absolutely. Nana,
they needed a touch of something needed.
Mm-hmm.
Nana and I slide the puffed up rolls into the hot oven, and as they bake and brown, the toasty smell brings the rest of the family to the kitchen. When the rolls are just right, Nana removes them from the oven and we butter the tops and turn them out of their pans. And as soon as they've cooled just enough, the rolls are pulled apart and passed around, and the kitchen becomes a blur of butter and honey and jam and laughter. I look around and smile, adding the story of today to the stack in my mind that will get told the next time Nana and I bake bread together. And someday, when I'm too big to be called Little Pickle, there will still be bread because I will share our recipe and the stories that go with it with my kids and grandkids. But until then, if someone feels sick or hurt or lonely or needs a warm, fresh, baked hug, I'll know just what to do.
And so, friends, at the end of this book, there is the recipe for Grandma's Nana's rolls and how wonderful this is. We are going to make them. What do you say? Sounds delicious. And
for mine, add Energon cubes. Add Energon cubes.
Yeah, we would need to do something special for the Transformer side of you, huh?
Yeah, you're hearing me weird because I'm chewing on a block of Energon.
Yeah, well, I think we could probably let our friends go for right now and get into the kitchen and start cooking. What do you say? Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Later, dude.
The
end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.